Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Wednesday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Again today, I'm going to be sharing one of the videos that we have on our Healing Journeys, Volume 1. And we've now produced a third volume, so we now have a total of three volumes, and we're offering all three of them, and I tell you, these are just miraculous, powerful testimonies. You know, our ministry is a teaching ministry. God called me to make disciples, and that happens not through just proclaiming a truth, but explaining truth and helping people to understand and put it to practice into their life. And so my ministry is a teaching ministry. Our Bible college, of course, is all about teaching people the truth and teaching them how to do all of these things. And sometimes, you know, I lean so heavily into the teaching that I don't use testimonies and I don't do, the great things that God is doing to confirm the Word. I don't portray that the way that I should. But I just felt like with the release of this new Healing Journeys Volume 3, that it would be appropriate to go through and just show these testimonies as a verification that the Word works. And we're focusing only on healing in these Healing Journey DVDs, but I also have out a Destiny Stories about how people's lives have been changed, how they've gone around the world, how miracles are happening through them. And so this isn't limited to healing, but we are just focusing on healing during these DVDs and showing you some of these things. And one of the benefits of this, I believe, is to just inspire you and let you know. It's one thing to hear the truth and to hear these things, but then to see how this is working and the results that it's producing in people's lives, I believe that that's also very, very beneficial. I really expect that there are people who've been watching this television program and you've listened, and maybe the Spirit of God has taken the Word and the things that I've been saying, and you felt convicted, and it's making inroads into your life. And I believe that that is happening every single day on our program. But I believe that there are people that maybe have been right on the sidelines. They've been just nearly crossing over, about ready to receive. I really believe that some of these testimonies are going to confirm this to you. And I believe that it'll help push you over the edge, that it'll get you into a position where you embrace this and start receiving these truths and applying them for your own life. I tell you, it's powerful what God has done. So today I want to use a healing testimony about Leslie and Mary Decker. And their family, the husband Tom and Leslie, they were in Australia. You'll be able to tell as you watch this video that Leslie is an Aussie. And Tom actually grew up here in Fort Worth. That's where I grew up. But he came from the Colorado Springs area where I am now. And he grew up in this area, but he had married Leslie in Australia. And Leslie and Mary Decker had asthma problems and really quite a few health problems. And so because of that, they had to come back to Colorado to this drier climate. And they actually came here not knowing about me. They didn't come for our Bible college, but they had a desire to go to Bible college. They got online and searched it out and found out about Charis Bible College. And they came to a meeting, had never heard of me. I remember talking to Tom the very first night, and Leslie wasn't even able to be at the meetings because she was in the hotel or at home suffering from asthma and all of these problems. And I remember meeting them, and they came here having never heard of me. They just came because God drew them, and within a very short period of time, all of these health issues came to the surface. They got healed miraculously, got on fire, and I tell you, Tom and Leslie and Mary Decker are just awesome people. They actually moved to England for 3 years and ran our Bible college in England for us. And Leslie, as you continue to watch these healing journeys, you will find that Leslie is the one who God used to actually connect me with the Terradez, and Hannah Terradez got healed because of Leslie going in and making this connection. And so they have just been a blessing to us. I mean, it's been powerful to see the way that God has changed their life, and God is still moving in them. And, you know, here, when this testimony took place, I'm not sure the exact age, but I think that Mary wasn't even a teenager yet. And now she is in our Caris Bible College. She has been believing for it ever since they first came and she got healed. And now she's one of our students, and what a blessing it is. So this is going to really minister to you. I encourage you to watch this, and I'll come back at the end of the program today and share some more with you.
There's something about healing we don't understand. And we have to find out. And better be careful when you say, I'll go anywhere, because God will take you up on it.
The healing journey of Tom and Leslie Decker began in Australia with a life-threatening illness. It led them eventually to Caris Bible College in Colorado Springs, where they received the missing keys to a complete recovery. Every year, CBC students experience powerful changes in their lives simply by sitting under the teaching of the Word of God. This is Tom and Leslie Decker's story.
I grew up here in Colorado Springs and went off to college, started in the oil business, started my own oil company at 24 years old, and was able and blessed enough to retire at 40.
We were set. You know, Tom had retired from the oil business at 40, and we had our house paid for. We were a quarter mile from the beach. We were set. We had everything that we could possibly want, except our daughter and myself. We were being attacked by asthma.
The environment was very much affecting both of them. The day we arrived, actually, in Australia, we were staying in a tent. The environment in Australia at Christmas time is their summertime. We were staying in a tent, camping out, and my wife got very sick. And it was a week of touch and go with a lot of illness. But then my daughter got it, and that's where it really became a bigger revelation of how serious it was.
Whether it's a headache, cancer, or asthma, if it's a threat on your life, it's a threat on your life.
My wife had had it evidently when she was a younger child and thought she had outgrown it, and never realized it would affect my daughter.
She's sitting on my hip. She's blue all over. And I'm pumping the Ventolin into her, and she's... and we're waiting for the ambulance 18 minutes. Yeah, it's a long time when your child is blue and gasping for breath.
Calling an ambulance, a helpless feeling as a father to my daughter of her turning blue, nothing I could do. All my years in the oil business, I was always a safety officer. I knew how to do CPR. I knew how to revive people. And yet none of that would be any good to my daughter.
She was in intensive care 5 days with completely full lungs of fluid. She didn't grow for 3 years.
I remember days sitting on the bed, and both my wife and daughter would have masks on, these ventilators running, hissing. And I'm thinking, how helpless I am. Doctors couldn't do anything. I couldn't do anything.
My daughter and I were dying of asthma, and we should not be. I'm born again. He healed me. I should not be sick.
Some other things that happened while I was in Australia. I had retired from my oil company, lost all my identity, and brought me to be born again when I was needing Jesus in my life. And that had changed a lot of things in us, and we'd started seeking him out more little by little.
I'd received a miracle healing but couldn't maintain it. Mary had received a miracle healing, but we couldn't maintain it. We got well enough to survive.
We needed to get equipped. We had heard about this armor. We had heard about some things in the Word, but we didn't know the Word. And we had heard that there was a way of dealing with this, and a way of fighting back, and to, there was an authority, but we didn't know about that authority.
Why are we still sick? We shouldn't be sick. We didn't understand. And that was when, you know, Tom was in that same place. I don't know. I don't know what we can do. And I said, there's something about healing we don't understand. And we have to find out. And better be careful when you say, I'll go anywhere, because God will take you up on it.
So we came back to Colorado also seeking to be equipped to go to a Bible college, not knowing where. When we arrived, we lived in our fifth wheel trailer and traveled around Colorado. Before coming here, we had searched internet after internet, seeking out school after school, which one might be right.
I'd been looking on the internet for over a year for Colorado and some type of Bible college. And so we're at this YWAM, and Tom says to me after we walk out, he said, I've waited all my life to go to Bible college, and I need more. 3 months is not enough. I need more. And so he said, go back to the internet. Let's go to the library down in Trinidad. That's where our fifth wheel was parked, and went to the library. It was 6 o'clock or almost 6 o'clock, and typed in the same words on the same search engine, and Colorado Bible and College. A whole year, nothing had come up, but this time up comes Colorado Bible College, because that's what Karis Bible College used to be called. Printed out, I show it to Tom, and he said, well, it's got to be good. It's got Colorado in the name. So,
me being a Colorado boy, I said, that's it. We didn't know Andrew Womack. We didn't know anything about the school. We called and went in the next day and sought an interview, and it just seemed to be the right school. We still didn't know about Andrew, his teaching, or what his revelation was, but the school just seemed to fit at that moment. And we signed up right then and there.
A student says to me on the first day, so, when did you hear of Andrew? Andrew who? Andrew Womack. No, never heard of him. You don't know who Andrew Womack is? No. What's the big deal? Who is he?
They go, you came all the way from Australia, and you guys don't even know Andrew Womack? And we said, yeah.
He's the president of the college. Oh, that's nice. And I'm thinking, a bit weird. You know, it's this idolizing president of the college. And she goes, what'd you come here for? Where'd you come from? And I went, Australia. Why'd you come here all the way from Australia? Because we prayed. We need to find out about healing. And God led us here, so we're here. So do you think I'll find out? And she goes, oh, yes.
We didn't have a clue. We didn't have a clue what we were getting into or what we'd be taught or how to change our life. We did not have a clue.
After hearing Andrew teach on our dominion, who we are in Christ, our authority as a believer, hearing Don Crow teaching about the kingdom of God, I knew it's time to go off the drugs. And I went off them about 5 days into it. I couldn't breathe. And I prayed and I said, well, God, I don't care if I go to my knees. I don't care if they're going to raise me from the dead. I'm not going back to those drugs. I don't care. It's over. I know that I don't need it. And everything in the natural was screaming at me. You know, you can't breathe. It's pretty loud. And I said, you know, is there anything I really need to do? Get a second prayer. It'll be over. And at that point, I remembered the scripture about the blind man and how Jesus prayed the second time, that he'd come so far in that first prayer, but that second prayer finalized the whole thing. He could see. So I went down to college and I said, well, God's telling me I've got to get my friends to pray for me. Last prayer. I said, Andrew, you know, that guy who was blind, he needed to have more spit. And second prayer. I said, I need more spit. And he said, you want me to spit on you? So, you know what I'm saying, Andrew. He says, yeah, yeah, I'm just toying with you. And so they prayed and that was it. It was over. It was over. I've been drug-free, symptom-free since October 2001.
God's a good God all the time. 40 years of my life and where I'd been and what I saw, and I think I saw quite a bit of this world. And was very educated in that, but I never knew that God was such a good God and that he wanted to bless me and heal me and more than I did. And that was something I learned in school. I choked on it a little bit the first early days of school when people would say, God's a good God, and I would, because I used to blame God for so many things in all our lives. Why? And yet, one day it finally clicked, and I got revelation on how good he was.
So it's like, okay, God, what about Mary? Don't worry, she's talking to me. When she's ready, just as you were ready, she'll come tell you. So February 1st, 2002, she comes to me, Mama, I've had a little prayer. I said, yeah, it's usually a little one. What is it? She said, I don't need these puffers anymore. I said, fine, you're done. And that was it. We threw them out. She's been drug-free, symptom-free since. So, you know, for our family, we believe the word. And that's it. That's final. And we lived in England for 3 years. So people could say, oh, but you've moved back to Colorado to that nice, good, dry air. We've lived in England for 3 years, wet, moldy, cold, damp. If there was ever a trigger, it was there. Mary and I have been to Africa twice. Wet, rainy season the first time, molds, burning garbage down the street, so there's smoke. All of the triggers, but we didn't believe that. God heals you, he heals you all the way. You can go anywhere in the world and do God's work. You know, I have just as much authority here in Colorado as I do in Australia, as I do in Africa, as I do in England. That doesn't change. Our authority is the same. And Satan's no more powerful in Australia or Africa or England or here in Colorado. He's a defeated foe. So it's a matter of what you're going to believe.
I've seen more miracles in the last 6 years than I have in my first 40 years. I've seen more people changed, more hearts restored, more families restored, that if we just do that one thing, of seek him out, then I guarantee you it'll make a difference in your life. It has mine, it has my family, and I'm just looking forward to the future. I used to not look forward to the future. But now I can because of what I can see how blessed we can be.
We've seen amazing miracles. We've experienced fantastic miracles in Africa, in England, in our own life here in Colorado. You know, miracles happen. They happen everywhere.
We hope that you've been encouraged by the Deckers healing journey. A special thank you is due to the partners of Andrew Womack Ministries who've invested in Charis Bible College, where lives are changed every day.
Praise the Lord. Again, I pray that that testimony has blessed you, but here are some people that just took God at his word and began to believe God. And, you know, asthma is something that even though it can be life-threatening, it can be managed with medication. And some people have just made an adjustment and they've learned how to accept things like this. And even though, you know, God's not mad at you, if you want to live with asthma, if you want to live with allergies, if you want to live with problems, things that aren't necessarily life-threatening, but they are an inconvenience and stuff, God loves you and you can do that. Please don't misunderstand what I'm saying. But I am trying to say that God loves you so much that he doesn't want you to have to live with that. You don't have to put up with all of these things. I meet people all of the time that they have things wrong with them, but basically they aren't completely motivated to get healed because it is a minor thing. And they kind of have this impression about, I don't want to bother God with this. It's not a major deal. I can live with this. Let me just make a comparison here. What would you think if a child responded to the parent that way and said, you know, I've got a need and I've got a problem and I'm having a problem in school, but it's something that I can deal with. I don't want to burden my parents with it. I don't want to ask them for their counsel or their help or anything like this. See, most parents, if you're a good parent, would sit there and say, it's not an inconvenience, and I love you. I want to be a part of your answer. I want you to come and share things with me. I want to help you. And see, our Heavenly Father is like that. God loved Leslie and Mary Decker and wanted them well. They didn't have to live with this asthma. And brothers and sisters, you don't have to live with asthma or allergies or any of these little aches and pains and just little things. God died to produce healing for you. He's already paid for it. There's no reason that you shouldn't experience it. The Lord wants you well. The Lord wants you to have complete health. You know, a friend of mine one time had a woman come who had a detached retina. I think it was a detached retina. It could have been, macular degeneration, but it was something to do with her eyes. And anyway, he was praying with her, and he was believing to see instantaneous results. He believes that God has already provided, and it's just a matter of us receiving. And so you don't just pray your prayer and let it go, but you pray until you see results. So he ministered to this woman and prayed with her, and there weren't any instant results at first. Her eyesight was still poor. And so he just kept praying, and over a period of time, the Lord finally showed him that this woman had basically accepted this, and she was getting older and thought, well, it's something that I could live with. So he just stopped, and he started telling her. He says, so are you really believing for this? And she started expressing, well, I'm older, and, I hadn't got that long to live, and it's not something that I'm not blind. I can live with it. And she says, I'm just really not convinced that God wants to heal me at my age. So what he did was turn around and he began to start saying, he says, well, don't you have people that look to you? Don't you have young people that are looking at you? And as they see you getting older and they see you losing your sight and having these other things, how do you think that that's affecting them? Don't you think that that's saying to them that, you know what, the Word of God and healing and faith doesn't work as you get older? Wouldn't it be good if you could get healed and show people that God wants you well? And even like Moses, you could be 120 years old and your natural force not abated nor your eyesight dim. Don't you think that would be a testimony? And see, when this woman all of a sudden recognized that it wasn't just about whether she could survive and make it, but what kind of testimony was it to other people? Wouldn't it be a blessing to people to see the healing power of God coming into somebody who was in their 80s and that their eyes were healed? And this woman, when she saw that, she says, you know what? I believe that's true. And so all of a sudden she took herself out of neutral, put herself into gear and started believing God. And the man prayed with her again, and boom, all of a sudden her eyesight opened up and her vision was clear. I believe that that same principle applies to a lot of people. That there are many of you that have hurts and pains, and you may have prayed about it, but it's kind of like you just throw that prayer out there, and if something happens, well, then it must have been God's will. If nothing happens, you can live with it. You just aren't completely motivated. See, one of the things about Leslie and Mary, if you knew Leslie Decker, she is one strong woman. I guarantee you, I'd hate to have her on my case. I'd hate to be on her wrong side. She, once she believes something, she's going to get it. She's going to do it. And see, it was that attitude. She refused. Once she understood that healing was for her, she refused to put up with this. And I mean, they put their life on the line. Their asthma was so severe that it could have physically have caused damage or possibly death. And yet they just got determined. I'm saying some of you today need to stir yourself up and get angry. You need to get sick and tired of being sick and tired and just make a decision that, praise God, I am going to be well. Again, I pray that you get these videos that we have, the healing journeys. They'll be a blessing to you. And tune in again tomorrow as we continue the gospel truth.
The story you saw in today's program is included, along with four additional healing testimonies, on the Healing Journeys Volume 1 DVD. This DVD is available for a gift of any amount when you contact us. Or you can get this product as part of the Healing Journeys package, which includes three DVDs, Healing Journeys Volumes 1, 2, and 3. These three DVDs contain a total of 15 healing testimonies that will inspire your faith and help you reach out to receive all that God has for you. In addition to the DVDs, this package also includes a copy of the booklet, God Wants You Well. This booklet answers questions about healing and lists every instance in the Bible where Jesus healed. The entire package has a catalog value of $77, but today you can get the Healing Journeys package for a gift of just $50 or more. The booklet, God Wants You Well, is available for a gift of any amount. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this booklet free of charge when you request it. We'd also like to remind you that we're offering Andrew's latest book titled Effortless Change for a gift of any amount. Contact us today to get your copy. You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are Monday through Friday from 4 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today. We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Phoenix, Arizona this week for a Gospel Truth Seminar January 6th through the 8th at Living Word Bible Church in Mesa, Arizona this Sunday, January 9th, and in Colorado Springs, Colorado for the Charis Bible College Men's Advance January 20th through the 22nd. He'll also be in Houston, Texas for a Gospel Truth Seminar February 10th through the 12th, in Colorado Springs for Charis Bible College Campus Days March 9th through the 11th, and in Orlando, Florida for a Gospel Truth Seminar March 31st through April 2nd. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
I'd like to invite all of the men to come join me on January the 20th through the 22nd right here at our facility in Colorado Springs for our 2011 Men's Advance. It starts on Thursday evening, January the 20th. It goes through Saturday morning. And it's just a great time for guys to get together to sit under the Word. And I promise you, it'll make an impact on your life. So make plans to join me right here in Colorado Springs, January the 20th through the 22nd for our 2011 Men's Advance.
On today's program, Andrew mentioned the healing testimony of the Decker family. To see more about this story, go to our website at www.awmi.net and click on Healing Testimonies on the left side of the screen.